Alone at Eve. In the chorus of that song, it talks about the major line there, in my view, is, oh, for a home with God. And we want to be there. We want to get there in our due time. And I'm going to switch this out in just a moment. I'll put it back, Alan, don't worry. But I want us to think about, in Luke 22, what's talked about there in verses 39 through 46. The song we just sang references this and a visualization technique that the author uses, or he refers to, which is the theme of that song. In that song, when my love for Christ grows weak, or to Christ grows weak, he does two things. Two primary things are mentioned in that song. One, he talks about thinking about Christ praying in Gethsemane. The other, he talks about Christ on Calvary. And he looks at himself, he tries to picture himself, and look at verse 2 in that song in 159, if you may remember singing this just moments ago. There I walk amid the shades while the lingering twilight fades. He pictures himself there seeing our Lord in this contrite state, praying fervently to God. I want to tell you, the Bible tells us clearly that the Lord is really struggling here, physically. If you look in the account in Matthew 26, there's words there that are fairly telling. And the account there, when he goes into Gethsemane, in verse 36, he tells his apostles there to his disciples to sit here while I go there, and then talking with Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me. Look at what it says the very next verse. And going a little farther, he fell on his face. Do you ever know of Jesus having a problem walking? He fell down. Or he just let himself fall. But the point is, he's on his face and he is praying fervently. Look now in Luke 22 at this passage. I love Luke. There's a key thing in Luke that's not recorded elsewhere, I don't believe. In that account, it's much shorter. But he says there in verse, he's already asked the Lord, you know, if you're willing, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not will but thine. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. I'll read to you about a condition, a medical condition here. A medical condition called hematidrosis. Have you heard of that? Hematidrosis is a very rare condition in which a human sweats blood. It may occur when a person is suffering extreme levels of stress. For example, facing his or her own death. Let's see here. Several historic references have been described, notably by Leonardo da Vinci, describing a soldier who sweated blood before battle. Men unexpectedly given a death sentence. as well as descriptions in the Bible that Jesus experienced hematidrosis when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. So, in this song we just sang, when this author's love for Christ grows weak, he wants to hold on to the great example we have of strength, knowing that through Christ's strength, knowing what he knew, Christ knew that it was going to be okay for him. He was going to get back to paradise with his Father, but he knew he was going to have to go through some really, really tough experiences before it was over. He also mentions Gethsemane, or the cross on Calvary. How tough was that? But the point of this song is, and what we can learn from this song, singing this song, is we can have the same kind of visualization technique to strengthen ourselves. There are times when it's tough. We all agree with that. There's times when our health is not as good as it was years ago. Maybe we don't have a job. Times can be tough. What do you do? Brother or sister, what do you do when you need strength? So what did Christ do? Christ prayed. And what did he do in that prayer? He was looking for his advocate. Someone to help him. No one could help him but his Father. We're different in that. We have each other, and we can lean on each other, but we also have our Lord who can petition with us as we pray to our Heavenly Father. So in thinking about the invitation tonight, if you're struggling, what are you going to do? What are you doing today to get through that tough time? What are you going to do tomorrow when the time gets tough, when the temptation comes that you know you're going to face? What are you going to do? What are you going to lean on? Oh, for a home with God. We've got to get there. Think about these things.